This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
30 Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Right, Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I need your help. I feel like either my life is turning into a soap opera, or I'm just really paranoid.
Well, I don't know if we can offer you that kind of help. Maybe a good therapist is what you need.
No, trust me, this is exactly the kind of things you guys do.
Okay, so what exactly is going on?
So I have a son who's in 10th grade, and he's an accelerated math class, and normally I'd be around to help him with his homework, but I'm a nurse, and I got switched to working nights after COVID hit, so I could still keep a full-time job instead of getting furloughed.
Wow, even nurses are getting furloughed? I thought for sure that would be like one job that was guaranteed to be safe.
Well, it's safe if you're flexible with your schedule. So anyways, normally I would be around to help my son with his homework. His dad isn't great with math. So anyways, since I work nights now, we had to hire a tutor. So we asked around. A few other parents we know recommended this girl they use named Lindsay. And she's really smart, goes to college. And so she makes extra money just like coming to our house and doing in-home tutoring, and she's really good. His son likes her, and he's doing like really well since they started working together.
Okay, so what's the problem?
So I think my husband has developed some kind of crush on her. Like, I think either there's something going on, or maybe it's at the point where he wants there to be something. I just can't.
Oh, boy. Okay. See, I thought you were going to say she was flirting with your 10th grader or something.
I mean, as bad as it sounds, I would prefer that, actually.
Yeah.
Melissa, what makes you think that there's something going on with your husband and her?
So it's a couple things. Like, first, she only texts him. Like, I was the one who found her and hired her. But I guess since he's the one who's home when she comes by, I think it's just easier for her to text him. But she'll text him during the week. Things like, how did he do on his test? And stuff like that. So we started asking her, like, what she wants for dinner. And she'll text that she's coming over at 7. And he'll be like, okay, what am I making you for dinner?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I mean, she's there for one reason, just to help your son. And she's a big girl. She can find her own dinner. And, you know, you're not paying her to eat dinner with your family while you're at work.
Thank you. Like, exactly. That was what... See, this is why I'm, like, not sure if I'm being crazy or... Okay, so the other thing, and this is the one that really bothers me. I know there have been a couple times that I've texted my son, you know, when I was on my break and I could text him and get away for a second. And I asked how everything went, and he'll tell me that he's in bed and Lindsay and Dad are talking downstairs.
Oh, okay. Well, unless they're talking about, like, hey, thanks again for coming. Here's your money. Get the hell out. I don't know if that needs to be happening.
I mean, it's tough because we all really like this girl, and she's very polite and smart and helpful, and she drives almost an hour to get to our house. I, like, don't have anything against her. I just don't trust my husband around this girl because she's young and she's cute and she's still in college. And I don't know. Like I said, I feel like I'm in a soap opera or something.
Yeah, look, I get it. You feel like either your gut feeling is right and you've got a lot to be worried about, or the whole idea is ridiculous. You're jealous or crazy or something. But either way, you probably feel better knowing the truth.
Yeah, and I don't want him thinking I'm spying on him or something.
Yeah, that's fine. We will do the spying. I think what we do here is I think we send him a text from Ashley's phone.
Great.
we do this a lot. We can say that it's Lindsay. She got a new phone. From now on, this is her new phone number. And then when he responds, like, okay, got it, why don't you throw out something like, hey, would there ever be a night where you would want to go get dinner, just me and you? Just to see what he says to that. I think his answer is either going to be, that's probably not a good idea for a married man. Or maybe he'll say, sure, just don't tell my wife about it. Either way, it's going to tell us a lot. I think you're going to get your answer. Okay, Melissa?
Okay.
Okay, so a couple things. Do you know if Lindsay spells her name with S-E-Y at the end or S-A-Y at the end?
Let me check. L-I-N-D-S-A-Y.
Okay, so A-Y. And what is your husband's name? I don't even know if you ever told us.
It's John.
John. Okay. So hang on a second. We're going to get John's phone number from you. And then what we'll do is we'll text him what we kind of just talked about during the commercial break. And then we will read what he writes back, if he writes back, when we come back next. So let's start off by reading what Ashley texted John.
Okay. So I said, hey, it's Lindsay. I wanted to let you know that I got a new phone today and this is my new number. So if you get a text from this number, it's me. And then he wrote back, okay, I'll save it in my phone. And then I wrote back, also, do you think there might ever be a night where you would want to go get dinner, just me and you?
Okay, so hold on a second. This is the part where we find out one way or another what's really going on. So did he write back, first of all?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
And what did he say?
He said, absolutely. I was going to ask you the same thing last week, but I was too scared.
Okay. Scared of what, I wonder?
Do you want me to text that to him?
No, let's call him instead. Text him this. Text him, can I call you real quick to talk? And then see what he says.
All right, hold on. Text him right now.
So, Melissa, what is your interpretation of all this at this point?
I don't like any of it. I don't like that he was already thinking the same thing. What does that mean?
Okay. He said sure. By the way, he said sure.
So, we're all right. Well, listen, we're about to find out what that means. Let's call him up right now.
Dialing at random.
Hi, good morning. Is this John?
Yeah, this is. Who am I speaking with?
John, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. So, listen, we have a little bit of a surprise for you this morning. We actually have a special guest joining us today, and it is your wife, Melissa. Melissa, did you want to say hi to John so he knows you're there?
Hello.
So Melissa has a bit of a surprise for you. We wanted to do it on the air, but before we do it, do you have any idea, John, what it might be?
Are you pregnant?
No, I'm definitely not pregnant. I'm pretty sure we'd have to have sex once in a while for that to happen.
Okay.
So, John, we heard that you and Melissa actually hired a pretty cool tutor for your son to help with his accelerated math class. Is that right?
Yeah, I actually just talked to her a couple minutes before you guys called me.
Okay, so about that, you weren't talking to Lindsay. You were talking to us. The text that you got, we sent you that text. The one that said, would you ever consider going out to eat, just you and me? That was from us. Your wife actually asked us to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you please explain to me in what universe you thought going out to eat with our son's tutor was a good idea?
Oh, snap! Are you serious right now?
Yeah, I'm f***ing serious.
All right, well, first of all, calm down. I mean, it's nothing like that. Lindsay's just a really nice person. Yeah, it's not a big deal. JJ and I both thought she's just like an extra member of the family.
Do you think it's okay to take this girl, who is younger than you by a lot, out to eat without your wife being present?
I mean, I don't, like, see a problem with it. Like I said, like, when she comes over, it's not like, it's just basically, it's like one of the cousins is here, and, like, JJ thinks of her like a big sister. I mean, she's just like a niece or something.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Well, you don't know how it is because you're never here when she comes over.
Don't blame that on me. I have to work nights and keep my job for you. You know that.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying, like, you saw the way we hung out. You feel completely different about this.
Well, what about when you texted back and you said I was going to ask you out, but I was too scared?
Yeah, what were you scared about exactly?
I mean, I was, like, scared about this. I was scared about, like, that my wife might overreact as she's, like, she's doing right now.
Okay, listen, John, you have to understand. Your wife is at work, and a cute college-age girl is coming over to her house where her husband is. You got to understand, that's tough for a wife to deal with.
I mean, I do understand, but that's, like, no reason to accuse me of trying to, like, mess around with her. If you trusted me, you would never think of stuff like that. But it's obviously you don't trust me because you have your little radio buddies try to trick me and get me in, like, some trouble.
Well, John, this wasn't Melissa's idea. It was ours. So don't blame her. All she did was call and ask us, do you think I have anything to worry about? We decided to do the whole fake texting thing. So that was on us.
I mean, I still feel like if you trust me, you never would have, like, talked to anybody about it. Now, I seriously need to go. Like, I'm late for work.
Fine. Let's talk before I leave for work tonight.
Fine.
Okay, so listen, Melissa. Well, first of all, I hope we didn't make things worse for you by doing this.
No, it's fine. I'm not upset, you guys. You guys helped me find out exactly what I wanted to know. I'm upset at him, and I still don't know if I believe him.
Yeah, I don't. How do you feel? Believe? Not believe?
I don't believe him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.